I knew nothing about clinical trials, but I just happened to notice, hear them talking about how much time they were taking to clean the data. And I said, wait a minute, well, that's interesting. What are you doing cleaning the data? And they said, well, you know, we have a lot of data. I said, what does that mean, you have a lot of data? I said, we have 120 patients at 10 sites. I said, okay, how many data points do you have for each patient? They said, we have about 1,000. So I said, let me get this straight. So you have 120,000 data points, right? And they said, yeah, that's a lot of data. I said, no, guys, that is not a lot of data. I will tell you what a lot of data is. We were talking all the time with CROs, and CROs were part of our market research that summer. And the CRO said, yeah, it's a great idea, but the market is definitely not ready for you with automating GCP monitoring. And I tried to understand why, and they tried to explain to me why. And then they used words like SDV and things like that, which again, I said, I don't understand why you have to compare pieces of paper with an electronic record and you call that monitoring. And they said, you don't understand. I said, well, we're back to the I don't understand place, right? Because that made absolutely no sense to me. And a lot of people still do SDV, okay? So that's like, yeah, really, they do. A lot of people still do 100% SDV. I mean, the smarter people do like SDR, they call it now. So my co-founder was a medical scientist, okay, doing Duchenne research. So she said, stop telling that to people. But I would go around telling people, said, SDV is a terrible idea. You should just stop doing it and just stop doing it because it doesn't make any economic sense. And she said, Danny, you can't tell that to people. You can't tell them that they're stupid, okay? No, I'm not. I said, I'm not telling them they're stupid. I'm telling them that they should just axe this non-value add activity and stop talking about it and just move on to more important things like patient safety, okay? I know there's a lot of talk about a lot of work being done with decentralized trials. I mean, we've been doing decentralized trials from day one, really. It's just that we didn't know it was called decentralized trials. We are a digital CRO. That means a digital contract research organization, which means that we provide the whole gamut of clinical data management in the cloud with an open cloud API. And that means that you can collect data, you can monitor the data, you can get real-time reports on the data, and basically self-service. So once you get started, you're pretty much independent. This is going to sound horrible, I think, but we do best when customers have failed before they came to us.